This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Hannah joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Living the dream.
Me too, because I get to talk to you.
Yay!
So tell us what's going on with the Boston Theater Company and the Queer Voices Festival.
Yeah, so just a little bit about Boston Theater Company. They're a nonprofit at the intersection of arts, athletics, and inclusion, and they're dedicated to creating thoughtful experiences for, with, and about marginalized communities. So the Queer Voices Festival is exactly in that niche. So this is their second Queer Voices Festival. I'm going to be directing in it, but it is under the leadership of their producing director, Lindsay Allen Cox. It's submission-based, and it's written by queer artists, directed by queer directors, performed by queer artists. These are queer stories through and through.
What sort of, I know that you had a lot of people submit, and then you chose a selection that will be presented. What can we expect from these different playwrights?
Yeah, so there's such a range, honestly. There are so many different queer stories to tell, which is what's so beautiful about our community. So I'm actually directing two plays that are vastly different from each other. One is very like slapstick comedy with a little bit of political edge to it, and the other one is just a beautiful, heartwarming slash heartbreaking story about a trans woman who passed but never got to actually come out, and her partner is in therapy trying to grieve that loss and also think about how to truly remember their partner the way that they want to.
Hannah, why do you think it's important to have this three-day festival and to elevate queer voices, especially in the landscape that we are currently in?
You just said it, especially in the landscape that we're currently in, right? Queer voices are being silenced across the country, and the fact that we have a three-day festival with seven short plays and a drag story hour and a Shakespeare play that is very queered up. This is a celebration of
I am here
who we
for queered
are.
Up Shakespeare. Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely.
What does
absolutely.
Queered up Billy Shakes seem like?
It's much more fun, I can tell you that. yeah, it's so important to be highlighting the voices of folks that are not able to speak across the country. We're very lucky in Boston that we are able to have this and have so much support. And we hope that this shows people across the country that this is something that is important and necessary and that queer voices matter.
Okay, so the Queer Voices Festival is happening at the BCA Plaza Theater, Boston Theater Company, March 21st through the 23rd. If you want to find out more, you can go to BostonTheaterScene.com, right? BostonTheaterScene.com. And then once you're on there, you can click on the shows and events, and it will tell you all about the festival and dates and tickets and all of that sort of thing, correct?
Yes, and tickets are all general admission and pay what you can. BTC is super supportive of accessible theater, so you can pay as little as $1 to see the Queer Voices Festival.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah. I break lots of legs. I can't wait.
Thank you so much. I hope we'll see you both there.
Yeah.
And Hannah, now you and everybody over there are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo!
Oh my gosh, you have no idea how happy my mom will be to hear that. listening right now.
What is your mom's name?
Jen.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, Jen, and tell her we said hello.
Everybody's mom's favorite radio station.
Old.
Hey.
Old.
Easy.
All right. Good to talk to you,
Thank
Hannah.
You
have
guys
a great day.
So much.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can call or text us right now, 617-655-1234. If you're involved in an organization like that or something's going on in your life that you want to celebrate, maybe you went off for 41 points last night in the game. I don't know if you caught that last night. It was incredible what happened to the Celtics. But anyway, whatever you got going on in your life, we want to celebrate it inside the Good Vibe Tribe. You can call or text 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. You have some Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning?
I do, Carson, and it has to do with basketball. I would like to introduce you to a young woman by the name of Bailey Cinnamon Daniel.
Okay.
She is a basketball player at Leslie University here in Cambridge.
Okay.
And last night or the night before, I'm not sure, but she made history this month by being the first woman born with one arm to make a basket in NCAA Division III women's basketball.
Common to see somebody with one arm playing basketball. I think there's probably about two or three of us in the collegiate level. From what I believe and from other people have told me, I am the first Division III women's collegiate basketball player to make a basket in a game.
She played in high school.
Right.
And her senior year, the coach cut her. Said, we don't need you.
Wow.
And it devastated her. And then she's like, you know what? No. So she kept pushing,
mm-hmm.
went to Leslie University.
That's awesome.
Made history.
There's a young man that plays NCAA basketball as well. And he's playing Division I basketball, and he has the same thing. He does it with one arm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just incredible to watch how you can adapt to play anything, right?
And what I hope her college high school coach is like, oh, I feel like a jerk now. Because you were.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup.
Gossiping 24/7.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov, so that rookie cop who ruined the world tour. Remember that?
This is going to ruin the tour.
When Timberlake got arrested for DWI last summer at Sag Harbor. Well, that officer, Michael Arkinson, was named Officer of the Year.
Oh.
He was honored by Chief Rob Drake, who praised him for making an immediate impact within the department and the community. He led the department in arrests and summonses, including the now infamous June traffic.
Yeah, remind everybody, in case they missed the Justin Timberlake story, of exactly what happened.
He got a DUI. I mean, really, at the end of the day, he got a DUI, and then when he got pulled over, the guy didn't know who he was.
Yeah, Justin was trying to get out of it by being Justin Timberlake.
And Justin was trying to be Justin, and then as the guy was like, well, I hate your luck, here's your ticket, and you can't drive your car home, Justin was like, this is going to ruin the tour.
And the meme went
viral.
The cop said, what tour?
Justin said,
the world tour.
The world tour.
So congratulations.
Of course he led the department. He's not even letting Justin Timberlake off. Everybody's getting a summons.
He's the guy that you don't want driving up behind you here.
I wonder if he heard that in the precinct every day.
Oh, I'm sure.
For the rest of the year.
Oh, right. I'm sure, like, you know, all of the memes and stuff that were made, somebody was taping him to his door every morning, stuff like that.
Do you think he's become a fan of his music since? You think he's a big Timberlake guy now?
No.
No.
I mean, I would wear a name tag that said, yes, I'm the guy that ruined the world tour.
Carson wouldn't let Justin Timberlake off.
Oh, I'd let him off.
Like, whatever you need, sir.
Yes, sir.
We'll have an escort back to your house.
Here, I'll hold your drink, and I'll drive you home.
Formula One Racing revealed their
You need me to refresh that martini for you?
Just stay in the back. You'll be fine. Formula One Racing revealed their exclusive anthem for the 2025 season, and it is none other than Lady Gaga. Her song, Garden of Eden. Here's a little clippy clip.
Oh, uh-huh. That's kind of cool.
So exciting about that. Her new album, Mayhem, drops this Friday, which includes Die With A Smile, the Bruno Mars, and Abracadabra, which I'm sure you've heard a lot. And she's set to play her first Mexico show in 13 years soon and is having a great big free concert at the Copacabana Beach in Rio.
So is Verstappen going to win the whole thing again this year, Kennedy, do you think?
I mean, Red Bull is hard to beat.
Yeah.
They just have the money and the cars.
No. Yep.
They just do.
Is there, you got like a sleeper driver you think you can pull it off this year?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm a Chaco person, yeah. So I'm a Red Bull person.
All right.
But there we are.
I got you.
We do not have a lot
what
of...
What about Hamilton leaving and going to a new team?
You got to go where they pay you.
Okay.
Make your cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis?
We should do an F1 podcast, Kennedy.
No.
People are switching the dial everywhere around Boston right now because you've been doing this for 30 seconds.
Sorry, let me give you some sports news you like. Let's talk about the Bees. Not a whole lot of good news there, but we do have one little ray of sunshine. Sofia Jurcevic, who has been on a leave of absence from the Nesson Bruins broadcast this season for undisclosed personal reasons, announced yesterday she is returning to work and will be back on the air soon. She said, I know it's late in the regular season, but this is just how the timing worked out for me and how the cards landed. I can finally say I'm officially back to work. And even though it's March, I couldn't be happier to start again. I'm in the offices for now. I'll start doing some podcasts and back on the air very soon. So whatever happened, girl, we're with you and we'll welcome you back.
Yeah, she's been with the team since I think like
2019.
Mm-hmm. So she does the in-studio stuff. She's very good and seems to be well-liked. And that's hard. And you know,
I've never seen a sports person make an announcement on Instagram and not have somebody say something crappy.
It's not the most positive field.
She has 800 messages of people giving.
And to be a woman in that industry, it's got to be very different.
Yep.
Right.
So welcome back, sis.
That's good news. Yep. Thank you, Kennedy. Mm-hmm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. There is a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Dante from God's Country, Charlestown.
Hey, buddy. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going.
Going well, Dante. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, Joe.
So you understand how this works? We've got five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. You ready?
Yep.
Bill Murray says he and Khalees are just friends, but he adds, and I quote, I got great press that I was dating her, which really raised my cred. According to Khalees, what brings all of the boys to the yard?
Her milkshakes.
Ellen Pompeo says she committed to Grey's Anatomy over the long haul because, quote, a healthy home life was more important than a career.
And they paid her all of the money. That helps.
Who created Grey's Anatomy?
I can't remember.
All right. Question number three. Jennifer Hudson got hit in the face while sitting courtside at a Knicks game. Which 2007 movie did Hudson win the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for?
Dream Girls.
Question number four. Hackers stole hundreds of Taylor Swift's Era Tour tickets and made $600,000 selling them. Which year did Taylor's Era Tour go to Gillette Stadium? And question number five, Steve Carell teamed up with a charity to cover the cost of prom tickets for high school kids in an area devastated by the California wildfires. Carell grew up in Massachusetts and even owns a general store in which Massachusetts suburb?
So Barry.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Dante, we were having a discussion about pizza earlier this morning. Will you please let producer Dan know how good the pizza is from the Domino's in Charlestown?
Oh, it's great.
It's
great. Gotta get the thin crust.
It's so good.
It's Domino's. It tastes like every other Domino's.
I'm just telling you, they do it better there, Dan.
The water's not different in Charlestown.
It is.
Even if you've drank the Kool-Aid.
It's God's country. Kennedy, welcome
come
back.
Come over this table today.
Dante got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are hard. You ready?
Yep.
Bill Murray says he and Khalees are just friends, but he adds, and I quote, I got great press that I was dating her, which really raised my cred.
Nothing wrong with that.
I missed that story. According to Khalees, what brings all the boys to the yard?
Her milkshake.
Tied at 1. Ellen Pompeo says she committed to Grey's Anatomy over the long haul because a healthy home life was more important than a career. Who created Grey's Anatomy?
Shonda Rhimes.
2-1. Shonda Rhimes is right. Jennifer Hudson got hit in the face while sitting courtside at a Knicks game. Can you tell me which 2000 movie did Hudson win her Best Supporting Actress for?
Dreamgirls.
Head on a swivel if you're sitting courtside. Come on.
She got nailed.
Don't look at your phone.
I'll have to go find that video. I haven't seen that. 3-2. Question number 4. Hacker stole hundreds of Taylor Swift Eras Tour tickets and apparently made $600,000 selling them. What year did Taylor's Eras Tour come through Gillette Stadium?
4-3.
Question number 5. Steve Carell teamed
up. Tried to trick me.
Steve Carell teamed up with a charity to cover the cost of prom tickets for high school kids in an area devastated by the California wildfires. Carell grew up in Massachusetts and owns a general store in which Massachusetts suburb?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I'm not going to get it.
Marsh Vegas.
Ah, oh, right.
Yeah. 4-3 is the final score. Dante, unfortunately, you don't get the cash. Kennedy gets the win, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning.
We do.
Yes. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Dante from Charlestown, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Bye.
Tough day for Charlestown. First the Domino's, and now this.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, we got Katie, who has been listening to our show for quite a while, that has a question for us, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Katie is from Milton. She's a young mom. She has, I think she's like, their daughter's 4 or 5 years old. Katie, good morning. Welcome to the show. And if you're a mom, by the way, listen to this, because I feel like, you know, maybe you've been through this, or you might have some advice for Katie, who's just a little bit not, you know,
Kennedy and I can handle it.
We're here for it.
Yeah.
Parenting advice.
Yes.
With Dan and Kennedy.
It takes a village of childless people.
All right. So Katie from Milton, good morning. So it's your daughter. How old is she and what's going on?
My 4-year-old daughter. She's at daycare right now. But I've just noticed the past few weeks when I pick her up, there's just something a little bit off that bothers me. I think she's a sweetheart. I love her so much.
But
well, what do you think's going on?
A lot of time when I go to pick her up, she's sitting playing by herself, and the other kids kind of like have their buddies or they're like with another group. Mm. At first, I didn't think much of it, but it's just kind of become a regular thing. I can't really remember a day where I've gone to pick her up where she wasn't by herself. I mean, sometimes she's playing with a teacher, but never with another kid.
Do kids start clicking up like that early?
Yes.
I thought at 4, like, everybody was just together.
Yeah, it happens pretty early from what I remember.
Well, they learn it from their parents. We're clicky. Have you talked to her about it? Like, does she just prefer to be alone? I'm one of those people that could sit alone in a corner and be perfectly fine with it. So, you know, there's that aspect. Or do you feel that she's just not being included?
Well, I mean, I think she has a great imagination. She could play by herself for hours, so I don't know if people don't play like her and she thinks that it's just better for her to play by herself, or if the other kids, I don't know. I just guess I didn't have to think about, I didn't think I'd have to be thinking about clicks until like at least 5th grade. Like,
yeah, aww. I think I wouldn't, you know, try and help anybody else raise their kid because I have enough problems raising my own.
But that's what we do here, Carson, so please go ahead.
Yeah, I would definitely talk to the people at the nursery. That would be my first conversation. to see
like the teachers or whatever.
Right. I know a lot of nursery schools nowadays too. You can, I don't know if yours has this, but you can log in and see cameras in the nursery school.
Really?
Yeah. During the day, you can. It allows you to just kind of check in on them visually while they're in the nursery. Hmm. Maybe just if they have that, I would check that too, just to see what's going on during the day.
Like, she's never seemed sad. She's never been like running crying to me, or she's always happy. But I don't know. It just broke my heart to think that she's just the only one coloring by herself. Mm. I mean, Carson, did any of your, I know your kids aren't my age, but are at this age, did any of your kids go through this?
I mean, yeah, there's, you know, I don't want to get too much into it, but because that's, you know, it's kind of personal, like you say, but yes, there was some stuff that happened. I just think having the conversation with the nursery school.
Yeah. You might just want to find out like what's going on in the room.
Or find a different nursery school and see. I know that's hard.
But. Or make chocolate chip cookies and bribe people. That's always a good thing to do.
Right.
I mean. Yeah.
Whatever will help ease your mama heart.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Maybe I need to talk to some of the other moms.
Yeah.
To see what they think their kids
well,
are experiencing there.
Let's see what the moms
there.
Have to say.
Get into the mom inner circle at
let's
the daycare. That's smart.
Yeah.
We'll ask the moms listening what they say.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, we wish you the best, hon.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, Katie.
Bye. Thank you.
She seems so sweet.
I know, that's tough.
Yeah.
I would hate
it. You could hear the stress in her voice.
Yeah, you know, to see your kids sitting all by themselves.
Mm-hmm. I still love to play by myself, though. I mean,
like I said, yeah, I could sit in a corner and be just fine.
Kennedy colors alone by herself now.
All the time. Yeah, 100%, Dan. Were you watching me? But that's tough. I imagine it's hard, so.
Right. All right, 617-655-1234. If you want to call or text that number and some thoughts about what's going on with Katie and Milton and her four-year-old daughter, again, 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Okay, so we just had Katie from Milton on the show with us. She's been listening to the show for a long time. She's a relatively new young mom. I think she said her daughter was 4 years old, and she noticed something when she's picking her up from nursery just that's happened recently. Here's what she shared with us.
My four-year-old daughter, she's at daycare right now, but I've just noticed the past few weeks when I pick her up, there's just something a little bit off that bothers me. A lot of time when I go to pick her up, she's sitting playing by herself, and the other kids kind of like have their buddies or they're like with another group. At first I didn't think much of it, but it's just kind of become a regular thing. I can't really remember a day where I've gone to pick her up where she wasn't by herself. I mean, sometimes she's playing with a teacher, but never with another kid.
It's Carson Kennedy, 617-655-1234. You can call or text into the studio. And as I was thinking more about this during the commercial break, you know, and I felt like I didn't give great advice to her. I was kind of like at a loss for words, but Barrett didn't really go to nursery or daycare. That's not an experience that, as I think about it, we didn't.
Well, I think regardless of how old they are.
Right.
The concept of feeling left out is universal.
Sure.
It doesn't matter how old you are.
Right.
So, you know.
Let's see. I have Christy's from Derry. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I am Peachy Keen. How about you guys?
Peachy Keen. All right, so you have a 10-year-old?
I do. And so she's been in some sort of care since she was an infant. You know, nursery school, daycare, all the way up through. Now she's in the fifth grade. And this is something I 100% saw with her. Every time I pick her up, she's by herself. Seemed happy as a clam, but was always by herself. And the one thing I always did was check in with her teachers and say, you know, is there anything, you know, they see them all day. Is there anything I should be concerned about? And it was always, nope, happy, social, has friends. She just genuinely prefers her own company. So over the years, you know, I'm always checking in with her, but it's definitely become a monitor, don't push.
Mm. I love that, though. You know, I mean, it seems so simple to just say, well, ask her.
Right.
How is she doing? Do you know what I mean? We want to walk around them, ask the teacher, ask the whatever.
Right.
Just ask her. I love that advice.
Yep.
Just check
like
in.
Like, we have to trust that they do have their opinions, and we have to trust that if it becomes a concern, they're going to share that with us. So I always check in with the teachers, but I also always check in with her. And obviously, at four, that's a little hard.
Yeah,
but
at that age, sure. Yeah, right, right. All right, good
Thank
deal.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's good. Let's see. Justine is from Lynn, and you're an elementary school teacher?
I am, and I'm also a mom to a 10-month-old.
Nice.
Oh, you are in it. You are in it.
We are in the thick of it.
So what do you think what Katie was saying about her 4-year-old and daycare?
I think, honestly, I think mom should actually be really proud of herself. It sounds to me like the little girl is having great self-regulation skills, and that might just be the time of the day that she starts to wind down and wants to play by herself. Mm. Like, she may be, like the last mom said, and that she's really social during the day, and the teachers are interacting with her, and by 4 p.m. or whenever mom picks her up, she might just be out-peopled.
Yeah. I just love this, you know, because like back in my day, you know, it was go make friends.
Right.
What are you doing here? Go outside.
Go play in traffic.
No conversations about, like you say, you know, self-regulating and this and that. I love this. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
And independent play is so important for kids too. Like mom really embrace that and let her do her thing. Kids are resilient. They figure themselves out. They get it.
Thank you, Justine.
Thank you so
and
much.
I just think about Justine and all day in the classroom. And then going home to a 10-month-old. Kaylee is from Wittensville. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning.
So, you know, you just heard the elementary school teacher, Justine, talking about, you know, the stages of play. And that's what you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. So it sounds like her child is right around developmentally appropriate age for either parallel play or solitary play. And there's about 6 stages that you can go through as a child as you develop with play. And as she gets older, she'll integrate with other children. And that's perfectly normal for her age range.
Huh. Wow.
Great advice. Thank you so much.
I had no idea there were so many stages of play.
I did not.
We just used to go outside and play.
Right.
There was this is what I'm saying, that we're having discussions about these things and to understand better the developmental process and all of that stuff. And to, as pretty much all of you are saying, is let her live, you know?
I think a lot of it's probably as a mom, especially if Katie's like a first-time mom, you just want to see your kid like in the thick of it laughing and playing with all the other kids,
right?
Even if they're fine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a mother as well. And my child was slightly delayed, but he was no big deal. And he just finally caught up with everyone after a while. So it's pretty much normal. From 2 to 4, they're in this place where it's like solitary play. They'd rather have their own imagination with themselves. Or there's another one that's around her age range, 4 years old, that's called parallel play, where they like to play by themselves, but alongside other children.
Hmm. I remember I went to a nursery. This is one of the few memories I have of my childhood because we moved around so much. But I remember going to this nursery school, and it was in a house. Mm-hmm. And still to this day, I have terrible feelings about that nursery school.
Really? I went to Miss Pomfrey's house, and she was the bomb.
It was just, I don't know what it was. I remember the smell. I remember everything about it, the little backyard that it had, the room downstairs, you know, the mats and everything like that. And I seem to remember liking the kids. But for some reason, when I got dropped off there, it was tears. And I still have those feelings
Carson,
today.
Should have went to Miss Pomfrey's.
This is, I mean, I really want to dig into this here, but
we don't have that kind of
time. And you would owe me for a psychiatric session.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy?
Yes.
Say good morning to Dave from Somerset.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
Living the dream, buddy. How are you?
Oh, I'm ready to do the business, girl. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Kick Kennedy out, Dave.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck to you. You're going to need it.
Dave is here for it this morning, and I am here for it. So you know the deal. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you're going to win that $100. I can feel it this morning, Dave.
Oh, it's coming. It's got to come.
How many times have you played, do you think?
I probably lost like at least 15 to 16 times.
So you're due. You're due.
Yeah, this is it.
Sooner or later.
Even the Bad News Bears win a game sometimes.
That's it.
All right. Question number one, Dave. Gwyneth Paltrow revealed that she drank nightly during the L.A. wildfires and struggled with insomnia and anxiety, something she hadn't experienced before. Who does Gwyneth Paltrow share her two kids with? Who's the dad?
Chris. The singer of Coldplay. Lead singer of Coldplay.
Okay, but I need Chris's.
Chris Martin?
Question number two. Joey Potter's house from Dawson's Creek is on the auction block, but if you buy it, you have to move it. The auction is only for the house, not the land, and the buyer has to pay to have it relocated. Which actor starred as Dawson on that show?
He's got cancer. I just seen it on the news. I can't think of his name.
Should
we go back to that at the end?
Question number three. It's not how this game works. Billy Corgan says Creed and Nickelback survived the hate, and now they're going on a huge run because people realize they wrote a lot of great songs. Name this Nickelback song. Finish the hook. Take a listen.
Because we all just want to be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the d***s come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny.
Rock star?
Question number four. David Duchovny will host a History Channel series called Secrets Declassified. Each episode will focus on a different topic like Argo and Area 51. Where is Area 51?
New Mexico.
Question number five. Burger King launched a new steakhouse bacon Whopper that was inspired by guests as part of BK's $1 million Whopper contest. What is Burger King's current slogan?
Even when they're hot.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
What?
Kennedy!
That's good, right? That's good, right?
You nailed it, brother.
How many? Two?
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Dave from Somerset, who believes he has lost to you 15 or 16 times.
Come on.
Got one out of five.
So,
oh, my God. James Van Der Beek.
Did he just give me an answer?
Yeah, you didn't need it, but yeah.
I probably
didn't matter, but I knew I would get it after a while.
It's more important that Dave knows that we know he knew.
It's important.
And I'm giving him the point, Dan.
It's fine.
Dave got two out of five. I rescind our suits.
Rescind the suits. All right.
Suits rescinded. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yep.
Gwyneth Paltrow revealed that she drank nightly during the L.A. wildfires and struggled with insomnia and anxiety, something she hadn't experienced before. Who does Gwyneth share her two kids with? Who's the dad?
Chris Martin.
Tied at one. Joey Potter's house from Dawson's Creek is on the auction block, but if you buy it, you have to move it. You only get the house, not the land that it sits on. Kennedy.
James Van Der Beek.
Boom.
What a good guess.
It's like you can read minds.
Tied at two. Question number three. Billy Corgan says Creed and Nickelback survived the hate, and now they're going on a huge run because people realize they wrote a lot of great songs. Kennedy, take a listen, finish the hook to this Nickelback song.
Because we all just want to be big rocks, living in hilltop buses, driving 15 cars. Girls come easy and the dogs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny.
I don't know because Dave was singing. Because we just won't eat?
Oh.
Is that where we are?
He just gave you that one too.
You got it.
He sang the half of that lyric.
Nice.
Dave.
Yes.
You do you, buddy.
3-2, question number four. David Duchovny will host a History Channel series called Secrets Declassified. Each episode will focus on a different topic like Argo and Area 51. Where is Area 51?
Arizona.
Nevada.
Nevada, duh.
3-2.
I think we tied.
I love this guy.
Question number five. Burger King launched a new steakhouse bacon Whopper that was inspired by guests as a part of BK's $1 million Whopper contest. What is Burger King's current slogan?
Have it your way?
You rule is the correct answer.
Oh.
Huh. Who knew?
I liked Dave's suggestion.
What was it?
Because you were high.
Burger King. Either one is hot.
I should like this Taco Bell. Oh.
Yeah.
3-2 is the final score in a shocking upset. Kennedy gets the win over Dave.
Hey, that was close, though.
Yes.
Was it?
Dave, you call anytime. You are welcome here.
Good. That was good. Kennedy, you're the best. I love you guys. You're the best.
We love you back.
Dave, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
What?
Dave?
Dave's not here, man.
Because you're high.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So Karen Reed's set to start the trial on April 1st, but yesterday in federal court asked for murder charges to be thrown out. Our good friend Emily D. Baker was covering it. She live streams it on YouTube. You can check her out on the Law Nerd app. I didn't get to see it live because I was watching Mayor Michelle Wu being peppered with all these questions about illegal immigrants, but I went back and watched a little bit of it last night, Emily, and I think you said at one point, and I don't want to misquote you, but what would you do at this point if you were the prosecutor? Tell everybody what you said.
Well, I said if I was a prosecutor on this case, it wouldn't still be going forward, but I've said that since before everything we learned yesterday. So yesterday's revelations just doubled down that feeling for me.
Can you tell us sort of what happened yesterday? Because it's confusing. And can you just lay it out for me like I'm five?
A lot happened yesterday. So first, the defense was in federal court arguing their habeas petition about whether or not there is a violation of Karen Reed's right against double jeopardy. That happened in federal court. Then they went to state court. In state court, they're arguing the motion to dismiss. The main argument is over videos that were withheld from the defense. And I don't say alleged anymore because the prosecution admitted that those videos were withheld from the defense. The large issue is that there isn't a lot of information around how the videos got taken off of the DVR system at Canton Police, when that happened, who did that, how many videos, and the information keeps coming out. There are discovery deadlines in cases. All of this should have been turned over before the first trial. It not being turned over is a discovery violation at a minimum, but is it also larger violations that require the court to get dismissed is what the judge now has to decide.
Yeah, and basically Karen Reed is, you know, alleging that she's being framed and that she just dropped off Officer O'Keefe at home and that something nefarious happened that she had nothing to do with. And whether whether it's true or not, the way they have just
the whole thing just seems
screwed
quite bunked
up. Yeah.
On both sides, all of the evidence, everything.
And it's sad we may never know the truth because it's just been such a mess.
It's really a frustrating case to watch play out because these types of discovery issues should not happen. But like we saw in the Rust case and in the Alec Baldwin case, if there are discovery violations like this that involve exculpatory evidence, it can get the case dismissed, which is irrelevant to how much evidence there may or may not be as to guilt or innocence. The violations can cause a case to get dismissed. I don't think this judge is going to dismiss the case outright, but I do hope there's an evidentiary hearing, which is a possibility, to bring everybody in and sit them down and say, did you download these videos? I need you to explain. So I think we might see another part of this, but even Hank Brennan's demeanor in court yesterday was very different in having to say, this is the timeline of how bad this is. And I think that when you have notes back and forth about videos that aren't being given to the defense, where the chief of police is saying in a note to others, LOL, it's not tampered with, it shows a lack of seriousness about the allegations here. And I think there's a frustration on both sides in court and a clear frustration from the public of wanting there to be answers here, and that is what everyone deserves.
And I was looking too yesterday at your numbers on your video when you're covering the Karen Reed trial, and they are still ridiculous. People cannot get enough of this case.
Do you think it's going to go? Are we going to start trial when we're supposed to start trial? Do you think it's going to happen?
right now they are speeding towards trial, but there are still a lot of really necessary motions to come, and I still don't know from court yesterday. I don't even know if the prosecutor knows from videos yesterday or from testimony yesterday if the videos are still all turned over. And the prosecution team said repeatedly that law enforcement kept these videos from them as well. But even if that's true, it doesn't change that they have to go to the defense once law enforcement has them. But the judge is also really unhappy with this defense team and came in really hot with them about representations they made on the record. So the tension in the courtroom is ramping up.
Yeah, that's going back to, you know, they didn't, did they identify that they were paying expert witnesses or not?
There's so much that went wrong.
Right.
So, well, we will be watching you watch it. And we're grateful.
Yes.
It's gotten very contentious. I think it probably still will start, but we've got a long way to go. But this is trials going into a second trial should not have this much new evidence. This all should have been turned over. And it seems that the prosecution has brought in a number of new experts and witnesses. So trial two is going to be very different than trial one. I just hope we don't talk about Snow as much, because I think that's improving.
All right. Thank you, Emily. It was good to talk to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Find Emily D. Baker on YouTube. You can find her through the Law Nerd app as well. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So Dan is going to be off the show tomorrow, headed back to the hospital this afternoon. How are you doing? What's going on?
Going in for a third surgery because of the gallbladder, or my now lack of gallbladder.
Right.
Who needed it?
Yeah, it was weighing me down.
Just a recap in case you're new to the show or you missed what happened. Dan was out for quite a bit. We didn't really talk about it on the air because we wanted to wait for you to share exactly.
I was in the hospital for a full week,
right, but it was really bad.
Yeah, I went to the emergency room because I was having bad stomach pains, and it turns out my gallbladder was necrotic and gangrene inside of me, which means it was dying inside of my body.
Wild.
So instead of like the normal, easy laparoscopic surgery, I had to have this like 8-hour super invasive surgery where they cut through my abdominal wall and moved around all my organs and like slowly chipped away, taking my gallbladder out. So then I had like 25 staples in my chest. I have a gnarly scar. It looks like Rambo now. I got pancreatitis from that first surgery, and then I had to have a second surgery because things weren't flowing right inside of me, for lack of a better term, like the bile ducts and all of that. So I had to have a second surgery to put a stent inside of me. And now today at 1:30, I'm going back to the hospital, and they're going to remove that stent that is hopefully still in the same place and doing what it's supposed to be doing.
How do they remove it?
So they are going to go down my throat hole.
Okay.
With a camera and a bunch of machines.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know. After I will be asleep. After that, it's
so you do. They
some guy that went to medical
out.
School is going to handle it from there.
They pull that sucker back out through your mouth.
Yep. And I've had a sore throat for a week, so that's going to be good for them.
No. Jello.
How big is a stent, Kennedy?
I don't know. I'm not
a
doctor.
Did you ever?
Nor
ask,
did I say
like,
it at Holiday Express last night.
How big is a stent?
No, I had other things going on. I wasn't worried about stent size.
Okay.
And my week-long stay at Mount Auburn.
Hold on.
I wasn't like, show me your stents. I got to see
you
what I'm buying.
I said this once before, but it bears repeating that I just huge shout out to your girl, because I think if she had not been there, you would not have gone to the emergency room and things could have gone very bad.
Right.
So I just have such great love.
I would have died on the couch.
I have such great love in my heart for her.
There are different types of stents, I'm learning on the internet right now.
Well, there's different places to put it.
Sure. If you have a stent removed, could you please call or text and tell us? There's coronary stents. There's vascular stents. So I don't know. There's so many of them. I imagine in my head. Do you remember those things you had when you were a kid? Like you got your finger stuck in them.
The finger traps.
Yeah. That's what I like. That's.
I feel like that's sort of what it looks like.
Probably less holes than that, but yeah.
Yeah, I hope.
Maybe a little more well put together.
I just imagine.
Can't get them at Dave and Buster's.
I mean, those things they stay together well. You ever tried to get out of one, Dan? I don't think you have.
So the worst thing is, I was trying to be a good coworker, so I didn't. They offered me to do the surgery at like 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. and I was like, I'm a little busy at that time normally.
Right.
So they pushed it to the afternoon. And I hate that I did that. I should have left you guys in the lurch.
You don't leave us in the lurch. You do whatever you have to do for yourself, buddy. We got you.
Because you can't eat. Like, I have to stop all foods at midnight last night.
So are you hangry right now?
I can't eat till like 6 p.m. tonight.
You hangry?
And we wake up at 4 a.m., so I'm ready for like second breakfast, early lunch.
Right.
And then I'm on a clear liquid diet, no liquids starting at like 9:30 until the surgery's over.
We'll go get you some water real fast.
I'm going to chug it. Like
hydrate.
Like a camel.
That's my guy.
And how long did you say the procedure will take you, do you think?
I think the surgery, it's an outpatient surgery. Yeah. So right. This should be like the easiest one of the three that I have done.
Right.
So
basically, you just get a really nice nap.
Yeah.
Big fan of the nap.
Yeah, so God willing, I should be in and out of there in an hour, but I've heard that news before with this gallbladder stuff.
No, we are not putting that in the universe, Daniel.
And you're taking off tomorrow, Dan?
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely, 100%. You sit down and look pretty.
How are you getting there? Do you need a ride home or anything like that?
Kaylee's going to pick me up when she gets out of school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and her mother will be dropping me off there. So I'm just going to leave my car here for the weekend.
That's nice of her.
Yeah.
That's nice of her. All right.
Well, we wish you all the best, buddy.
Thanks.
Heal up. Take the time you need.
Mm-hmm.
We're just glad you're here and your gallbladder isn't. Because it sucked.
No, it wasn't great.
The stent can range from a few centimeters to several inches in length, Dan.
Yeah, apparently somebody texted in it's a biliary stent.
Biliary.
It's a lot of I's in there. I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
Biliary.
I had the surgery in like November. And I haven't been right since.
Sure.
Like, I don't think my immune system ever recovered.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because I have been sick 4 times this winter,
mm-hmm.
and I never get
Which
sick. And
like
I'm
you.
Like, for a week or 2 weeks, I'm out. Like, somebody sneezes in Springfield, and I have a cough for a month. And so I'm just ready to like move on.
Yeah.
Get all of this done.
And then move along.
And then go back to normal.
Got a text I want to read to you, Dan, from the 781. I hope you can't feel your stent where my stent was. Extremely painful. The smallest thing in the universe caused so much agony for a bit of time. from the 978, I had a friend who had a stent and it was removed by taking it out through his
manhood. Where? All right, what surgeries are your friends having?
Well, it too is a duct. You know?
All right, I don't need that kind of stent.
Can we ask the doctor
Everything
to change?
Everything flows normal there.
Can we ask the doctor to change where they pull the stent out, Kennedy?
No, Carson. I don't know if you know how the human body works. Those two things don't meet. Move along.
I've never been so happy to have somebody shove a camera down my mouth now. Pull a stent out of my mouth, please.
Right.
Careful, Dan. Carson only asked if you needed a ride so he can kill you with the early Friday free-for-all tomorrow.
Oh, no, I'm going to miss it. Oh, no.
All right, let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
How many times have I said that this
morning? Don't even
Too
try,
many.
Homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. There's a lot of love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Julie from Holden.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So you know how this works, Julie? 5 trivia questions, right?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Have you played before?
I have not.
All right. Well, it's super simple. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Here we go. Question number one. There's a new version of Monopoly coming out that adds a mobile app to replace the banker and the physical cash. It's supposed to make the money transactions easier, but not everyone is happy. How much money do you get when you pass go in Monopoly?
$200.
Sag Harbor, New York cop Michael Arkinson was named Officer of the Year. He's the guy who arrested Justin Timberlake for drunk driving last year. What is the famous quote Timberlake gave the cop during the arrest?
Oh, jeez. I have no idea.
All right, question number 3. There are tabloid reports that George and Amal Clooney are separating. He's in New York preparing for his Broadway debut, and she's teaching at Oxford in England, and it's caused them to grow apart. Name the heist movie. The heist movie franchise, excuse me, George Clooney starred in for 3 films.
Ocean's 11.
Someone You Loved has passed 1 billion views on YouTube. The first song ever from this artist to reach that mark on the platform. Who sings Someone You Loved?
Well, I have no idea.
And question number 5, Pete Davidson bought Colin Jost $20,000 Cartier watch to mend the rift between them. Which New York borough are both Pete and Colin from?
Staten Island, I think.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That's a nice makeup gift.
Mm-hmm. He must have messed up big.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Julie from Holden got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Julie's on her way in to work. I understand you own a liquor store. Is that correct, Julie?
I do. With my family, I do, yep.
What's it called?
It is West Boylston Package Store. We've been there since 1947.
Oh, that's a lot of tequila.
Your friendly neighborhood packing.
A lot of scratchies.
Yep.
West Boylston Package. I love that.
Yep.
All right, Kennedy, you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. There's a new version of Monopoly coming out that adds a mobile app to replace the banker and physical cash. And some people are not happy about it. I like having all the money. The only thing is that with the new Monopoly is they're a little bit smaller. Like the money's a little smaller. The pieces are a little small. Like, you know, they're trying to save. So everything's a little smaller. It's not as hardy as it used to be in our day.
Deflation.
How much money do you get when you pass go in Monopoly?
$200?
Tied at one. Sag Harbor, New York cop Michael Arkinson was named Officer of the Year. He is the cop who arrested Justin Timberlake for drunk driving last year. What is the famous quote Timberlake gave the cop during the arrest?
This is going to ruin the tour.
What tour?
Tour. 2-1. Question number 3. There are tabloid reports that George and Amal Clooney are separating. He's in New York preparing for his Broadway debut. And she's teaching in Oxford, England, which has caused them to grow apart.
I hate to hear it.
Name the heist movie franchise Clooney starred in for 3 films.
Ocean's 11.
Do you believe the rumors?
No. Okay. I think they're solid.
3-2. Question number 4. Someone You Loved has passed 1 billion views on YouTube. The first song ever from this artist to reach that mark on the platform. Which singer sings Someone You Loved?
Oh, Louis Capaldi.
Louis Capaldi. Gem of a human. 4-2. Question number 5. Pete Davidson bought Colin Jost a $20,000 Cartier watch to mend fences. Which New York borough are both Pete and Colin Jost from?
Staten Island.
That is it. Yeah, it turns out when you buy a broken down ferry, it might cause a rift between friends.
Oh, I don't think that was it.
No?
No.
Hmm. What was it? Do you know something we don't know?
I don't.
Oh, okay. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Julie, you don't get
Good
the
job.
Cash.
It's okay.
But we had fun.
Do you still sell a lot of Fireball? Is Fireball still a thing?
Fireball is a thing.
Yes,
yep.
Still a thing. Shout out Fireball.
Keeping us warm in the winter since 19 whatever.
1947, Kennedy. 1947. All right, Julie. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
It was fun playing, but Julie's holding it. I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Crystal from Chelmsford.
Hello, Crystal.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
Same.
You don't sound sure.
Even better if I can beat you today.
That's it.
There's $1,000 on the line, Crystal. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Oh, gosh. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes, let's do this.
David Arquette will return for the 7th installment of this horror movie series, even though he was killed off in the 5th movie.
Spoiler alert.
He joins Matthew Lillard and Scott Foley, who are also coming back despite their characters being dead? Name the franchise.
Scream.
Question number two. Who is the lead guitarist of the rock band U2? Why are you typing? I can hear you typing.
David Evans. I'm not typing. I'm away from a computer.
Okay. I'm not accusing you of cheating. It just sounded like you were typing. Question number three. Chapel Roan will finally release your new...
I'm in a doctor's office.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Everything okay?
Yeah. Okay. I'm at work.
Oh, okay. Okay. Question number three. Chapel Roan will finally release her new single, The Giver, next Thursday. This past weekend, she performed her hit, Pink Pony Club, with which legendary artist?
Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, who did she perform it with?
Roan. Do I need the whole name? Chappelle Roan.
Question number four. What was the name of Michael Jackson's famous pet chimpanzee?
I have no idea.
All right.
Okay.
And question number five. Can you name the high school in Mean Girls?
Oh, high school Mean Girls. The high school in Mean Girls? Something else.
We need an answer.
Sorry, I'm like shaking right now.
That's
doing
okay.
Great.
North Shore High School.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Where'd you pull that one from?
Kennedy!
All right, here we go. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Crystal got 2 out of 5,
Hi,
Kennedy.
Hello.
All right, good job.
2 out of 5.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Thank you.
David Arquette will return for the 7th installment of this horror movie series, even though he was killed off in the 5th movie. He joins Matthew Lillard and Scott Foley, who are also coming back despite their characters being dead.
Spoiler alert.
Name the movie franchise.
Scream.
1-1. Who's the lead guitarist of the rock band U2?
The Edge.
2-1. Question number 3. Chapel Roan will finally release her new single, The Giver, next Thursday. This past weekend, she performed her hit, Pink Pony Club, with which legendary artist?
Elton John.
Yeah, his fundraiser for the Oscars. 3-1, question number 4. What was the name of Michael Jackson's famous pet, chimpanzee?
Bubbles.
It was Bubbles. Who doesn't love having a chimpanzee named Bubbles, Kennedy?
Why wouldn't you?
4-1. Question number 5. Can you name the high school in Mean Girls?
No.
No. North Shore. The best shore.
Mm-hmm.
North Shore High School is the correct answer, Kennedy.
Well, now we know.
Nice job. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry.
Nice job, Kennedy.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah, we did have fun. Crystal, unfortunately, don't get the cash.
We did.
Thank you for calling in to play. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Crystal from Chelmsford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.